wisdom. Turn with me to the book of Acts. The book of Acts, chapter 20. And I'll be racing with this clock right here. But I will. I'll try to use wisdom. I really will. Acts chapter 20. Very familiar scripture to you Bible readers. Verse 22. Begin reading there. He says, "And now behold, says I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnessed in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me." But notice what he said. But he said, "But none of these things move me." He said, "Neither count I my life dear unto myself." He said, "So that I might finish my course with joy and a ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." As I began to look at this and praying about this and for this service this morning, Brother Joe's already preached real good. But I want you to notice what Paul said here. He said, "None of these things move me." He said, "Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy." I begin to think about this. We've heard the choir. We've heard the choir sing about it this week. We've even heard some saints of God testify about it. We've heard preachers preach about it and people praying about it. But now we've got to do something about it. Come on. I know that we're living in a dark, dark hour when we're living in a dark time. But I believe that there was one right here that I was reading about that had his mind made up. It doesn't matter what comes. It doesn't matter what goes. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what withstands me. I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock. And I'm bound and I'm determined, I'm going through. I can remember that when I was just a young Christian, that there was one there that helped me a lot when I was a young Christian and started out preaching. And he went just about everywhere that I went preaching, trying to help me and everything. And don't Brother A.D. Kynes, and he was this way. And I want to tell you, when you preached about 30 minutes, he'd go to tapping on his wrist right there, or he'd go to rubbing his knees. And he always told me this way. He says, "If you don't strike oil in 30 minutes, he says, quit drilling or quit boring." Come on, can you say amen? But I want to tell you something. He's always told me this also, Brother Neil. He said, "When you got your mind made up that you're going to do something, you've got half of the battle already won." Come on. And I feel that way. But did you know what I'm feeling right here this morning? I feel like there's some people right here that's under the sound of my voice. You've got your mind made up that you're going to go all the way. Come on, can you say amen? I thought about Paul right here. Here it was, Paul, he was approaching the evening of his life. I mean, it was hastily getting late for him, and he was growing old. He was getting old. That is true. Probably feeble, sickly, that is true. Paul was probably saying, "I'm tired. I might be a little bit weary." That is true. But there's one thing about it. I got my mind made up. I'm going through. Come on, can you say amen? You know what? I feel like not only there's some older people right here this morning, I feel like there's some younger people right here that's got their minds made up. Come on. I want to tell you something. I thought about this meeting right here, Brother Steve, and it's no honor to me and no honor to Brother Steve and no one right here, but it's all what God is a-doing. I want to tell you something. I'm encouraged church in this day and hour. You're looking at one preacher right here behind this sacred stand saying, I am not discouraged. I am not down and out. Come on, can you say amen? I am encouraged in the Lord. There has been times that there has been people that has encouraged me. But then again, there has been times that I've had to encourage myself in the Lord my God. I'm not down and out on the holiness movement. Come on, can you say amen? I believe I have cast my lot with the cream of the crop. I am not down and out on our young people because I'm feeling right here, even at Broxton, even among y'all's movement, that there is some of them that has got a desire in their heart. They've got a hunger in their heart. Come on, that when some of you, that when you pass off of the scene of action, they're going to mount right up and they're going to shoulder the load and they're going to push and they're going to pull and they're going to stand for that that is true. I want to tell you, oh, come on, sweet Lamb of God, I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here this morning in this house. I want to tell you something, dear child of God, take courage this morning. God's a bringing on a crop that's going to come on. It might not be corn on the mountain, Brother Joe, but I feel like preaching right here this morning for just a little while. I don't know what you might be going through. You might say, Brother Lynn, I'm going through one of the greatest trying times of all of my life. Take courage, weary pilgrim. Just take courage in the Lord and look to Him because He is the very present help in the time of need. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. How encouraging. Come on, I'm fixing to make a statement here. You know, I want to tell you something. All of our young people are not involved in sports. Come on, I know y'all already fixing to label me as a compromising preacher. But all of them does not have a desire for the things of the world. All of them don't. Come on, help me right here. But how encouraging it is to my ears, Brother Neil, to hear some say in this age that we're living in, when it's an age of tension, when it's an age of anxiety, when it's a time of pressure, frustration, where there's so much evilness than ever before. Now, don't fall out with me, older people. There's a generation that's coming on. Come on, they're seeing things and they're facing things and they are confronted with some things that you and I never was confronted with. I'm putting myself in the same boat with you. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you, when I graduated from school, the only thing that was a-going then was the beetle bugs. Y'all know what I'm talking about? When the beetles, I believe they come from England and they come to America, you know, and they brought this long-haired dude with them. You know what I'm saying? What am I talking about? I remember when I was in high school, all the young boys, I want to tell you, they let their hair grow out and come over their ears and, you know, and they come down on their collar and on their neck, all this kind of stuff. But I can remember what my daddy told us, and they were four of us boys and one girl. Come on, I'll tell you what he told us. He's going to tell you, so my daddy was not a mean man. He was not a harsh man. Come on. He was not a hard man, but no means he wasn't that. But he's going to tell you something, boys. I don't care what the style is out there, as long as you put your feet under my table and you eat my food and you eat my groceries, says you're going to keep a decent haircut. Come on, can you say amen? We've got some young men. We've got some young girls. I want to tell you what, they are wanting purity. They are wanting what is right. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you, whatever bite of food that I have put in my mouth on these grounds while I've been around here has been real good, and it has been real tasty. I'm not going to leave this meeting right here with no bad taste in my mouth. Come on, can you say amen? I'm not going to be down on nobody. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you what I'm going to do. I've got hope. Come on, I'm encouraged. I'm seeing a movement that they have got their minds made up that we're going to go through. We're going to go over. We're going to stand for what's right. We're going to stand for wholeness. We're going to stand for purity. We're going to stand for righteousness. Come on, help me, help me, help me. You see, we dwell on. We dwell on. I don't like to mention these things. We look back. We look so far back in the past that our minds runs way back in the past. Come on. And even some current events of some things that's happened among us. Come on, I don't like those things. I don't like to hear about the preacher running off with a piano player or a deacon or somebody like that of falling. Come on, I don't glory in them things. I want to tell you, it grips my heart and it saddens my heart. But the devil gets us to thinking on those that have fallen. Come on, those that has went sour. But he gets our eyes off of those that is still going on. Come on, can you say amen? And he gets our eyes off of those that are a coming on. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, church. It thrilled my heart last night. I want to tell you to see those young people fall out and to come down that aisle and to come around these altars and to pray and to seek in the face of God. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here for just a little while. I know what time it is. It's just a little bit after 11:19, according to Brother Steve's phone right here. I've got just a few more minutes, and I'll use wisdom right here, like I've already said. But I want to tell you something, church. I'd just love to leave a little something with us right here this morning. I'd like for us to take courage. I'll come on the Thursday, and as Brother Archie Morgan's already said, it's not going to bother me because an 80-year-old man is going to preach in a youth service. I pray that the Holy Ghost would just set him afire, that he could tell us something. I'm going to be right here to listen to him. Come on, can you say amen? Help me right here. I'd like to encourage the young people. Come listen to what this man's got to say. I want to tell you what, I'm encouraging the Lord right here. I'm encouraging this day and hour. I'm not looking down on the holiness people. I'm not looking down on the movement. I'm encouraging the Lord, my friend, and I'm going to take courage in God. Paul isn't indicating here, I desire to go through, or I hope to go through, but he's made up his mind and persuaded in his heart that he's going through. Come on. Oh, sweet Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God. I want to tell you what, whether it relates to your job, your home life, a Christian journey to go through requires patience. That's something sometimes my wife tells me I don't have much of. Come on, I'm sure there's a guy who was in a service here the other day, and I want to tell you, I got elbowed more than I have in a long time. He was a preaching on patience, and she would elbow me and say, amen. Say amen to what he's saying. I said, you got it. I want to tell you, when I get ready, I'm ready. When I get ready to go, I'm ready to go. Come on. I've gotten a lot better. I'll soon be married 25 years. I've gotten a lot better than what it was when I first got married. It don't take me long to fix my hair. I ain't got much of it. It don't take me long to fix mine. There'd be sometimes I'd be walking out the door, and my Lord, she'd still be working on her hair. Come on, help me right here for just a little while. Only some of you others know what I'm talking about. And I'm this way about it today, that I found out something about it. Listen to me, young people. I want to talk to you for a little while. When you're first married or you just gotten married, there's a lot of adapting and adjusting that you've got to do. Come on, can you say amen? When I got up in the morning, I thought everybody ought to be up. Come on, if I got up at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or whatever, I thought the banks ought to be open. I thought the stores ought to be open. Thank God for those that's open 24 hours a day. I like that kind of service. Come on, can you say amen? Y'all going to help me right here for a little while. But if we are going to go through, it's going to take a lot of patience. There is going to be trials and there is going to be tribulations that's going to come our way because they worketh patience. Come on, can you say amen? I don't know what you might be going through. You might say, oh, Brother Lynn, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what the devil has done for me. You don't know the pressure that I'm under. I don't know. But it's kind of like a man I read about one time that had just gotten saved. He had a foul mouth. And I want to tell you, he went on the job site and he told them, said, I've gotten saved, boys. So I'm going to be a new man. Said, I'm a new creature. Come on. Said, God has done something for me. And God had done something for him. I want to tell you what, they poked at him that week. They made fun of him. They criticized him. They went on at him just to see if he really had the goods or not. So the next week rolled around. They said, I tell you what we're going to do, boys. And they had done a plotting and they was done a planning. I want to tell you, this man had his mind made up. I'm going to go through. But some of those men there said, I want to tell you, I'm going to watch where he puts his lunch sack. And when he puts that lunch sack down, so I'm going to go and I'm going to get it. And I'm going to hide and I'm going to steal it from him. And when it comes down to time, said, I'm going to see what he's going to say. And when he went a looking for his lunch, he was looking all over the place for his lunch. And they was over there sitting down. And they was already eating their lunch and drinking their drink. And he was still a looking for his. But did you know what he done? He come right over there and he sat down right among him. He raised his hands. He said, I thank God. Come on. Come on here. I can't find my lunch. I knew I brought it to work. But he said, I thank God that I have still got an appetite. Come on, can you say amen? I want to tell you something another. The devil might steal your lunch, so to speak, but thank God you still got an appetite to serve God and to live for God and to go on for the Lord. I don't know about you. Let the devil come. I know we got an adversary. The devil as a roaring lion that goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Paul will so tell you something. The Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. I feel like preaching, I really do. I'm going through. I'm going through. This morning, I thought about there in the book of Isaiah. I believe it is. If I can find it right quick. In Isaiah 43. When he says, but now, thus saith the Lord that created thee. I want you to notice the first two words of that chapter. When he says, but now, it's not something that happened an hour ago. It's not going to matter what happened a year ago. It's not going to matter what happened a day ago. But he said, but now, thus saith the Lord that created thee. O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, he said, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. And he said, thou art mine. But notice what he says. He says, when thou passest through the waters, come on, he said, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, he said, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through, come on, I want to tell you what, the fire, thou shalt not be burned. And he said, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. He said, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Come on, what is he talking about there? That when you go through these things, I believe right there, Brother Neil, it's probably ever test that a child of God will ever go through. Everything that you will probably have to face, but it's not that the devil is going to overcome you and be able to overpower you. As long as God is for you, I believe that we can go through those things. Come on, don't you say amen? I believe we can finish our race with joy. Come on, can you say amen? Come on, help me right here. I don't believe we have to have a sour smile. I don't believe we have to have a frown on our face. I believe we can have the joy of the Lord bubbling in our soul. I believe we can finish this race with the joy of the Lord. It's already been said right here this morning that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and it's God's will for our joy to be full, my friend. Hey, hold it. Come on, sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feel the glory of the Lord right here this morning. I'm going to have us out of here in a little bit. I'm going to bring this thing to a close a little bit. It's not that I really wanted to, but I'm going to use some sense right here. I'm a feeling the Lord right here this morning. Hey, I want to tell you something, church. We need the joy of the Lord in our hearts. Without the joy of the Lord, we are just like an instrument that is out of tune. He said, therefore, with joy shall you draw waters from the wells of salvation. With joy. Come on, come on, come on. Help me, help me. Help me right here for a little while. Therefore, with joy. Come on. I know there's a younger generation that doesn't know what I'm fixing to talk about. They've never drawn any water. But there's some of you have drawn water. I've drawn water. Go to the well. I know what it's like not to have running water in the house. I know what it's like. I really do. And I'm not as old as Brother Neil. Come on, but I know what it's like. Come on, help me right here. You still my friend, ain't you? Come on. But me and my older brother, it was our chore. I want to tell you, when we come in from school, I want to tell you to draw that water, to water the chickens and to water the animals. Come on. There's some people can't believe I picked cotton. I didn't know what a cotton picker was when I was a coming up, but I knew what cotton was. I know what a maypop is. Come on, some of you might know. I tell you what, I've thrown up many of them. I've thrown a many of them. We've had a lot of fun in the cotton fields. Come on, even though it was hard work and back-breaking, a picking with a cotton sack. Come on, can you say amen? You're saying, oh, I didn't know you was that antique. I didn't know you was that ancient. Come on, I'm not, but I do know what work is. Come on, can you say amen? But we've drawn some water. And I want to tell you, to me, there is nothing more refreshing than to let that bucket down in the well and to draw up a fresh bucket of water. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you something. Oh, Lamb of God, don't y'all think? Come on, all five of us are still living too. I want to tell you what, we'd pull that old water bucket up and we'd just drink out of the bucket. Come on. Because some of y'all have done the very same thing. We used to use the same dipper. Come on, help me right here. But now, oh, Lamb of God, y'all know what I'm talking about. Brother Griner, you know what I'm talking about. We'd use the same dipper. We'd just drink from that old water bucket. But that water bucket would be so full. It just running off of the edges. And it would just look so cool. It would just look so refreshing. Come on, help me right here, Lord. But therefore, with joy. There's a lot of times, being just a young man, we'd let the bucket down in there, and we might just come up with a half a bucket. I'll never forget Daddy coming over and telling us, say, boys, I'm going to show y'all how to do that. Said, when you get there, you hear that bucket, now hit that old water, said, give that rope a snatch and it'll tilt that bucket, and when it gets a little water in it, it'll sink and it'll go all the way under. I want to tell you something. You talking about refreshing. It was refreshing. Come on, help me right. But then again, that'd be sometimes me and old Darrell. I want to tell you, we'd draw that bucket up and it might have a little bit of trash in it. Did you pour it out, draw another bucket? No, I didn't. I just blowed the trash back and got me some of the water from that bucket. Come on, can you say amen? Everybody in the house of God is not going to please you, my friend, and I'm not relating to you as trash. Come on, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to look beyond some of that junk. I'm going to look beyond something. I believe I'm just going to blow it all back. I believe I'm just going to drink from the fountain of sweet Lamb of God. I'm a feeling the glory of the Lord right here this morning in this house. Woo, sweet Lamb of God. When you do that, you've got your mind made up that you're going through. Woo! You hate to even say these words that I'm fixing to use. But I'm kind of like Brother Joe Bill Houston. Not Brother Bill, but Brother Bill Houston Daddy. Brother Joe Bill. I'll never forget one time in service with him. He come off of that platform. I mean, he pulled his coat together. And he done his strut like only Brother Joe Bill can do it. And he said, I want to tell you something, church. He said, I ain't about to let no hypocrite outshout me. Woo! Y'all come on, help me. Sometimes we get our eyes a looking on some that we know they're not living right. We know they're not living up to par, but yet they're up there shouting and praying. Hey, I'm not going to let that stop me. I'm going to come on. I've got my mind made up. Come on, help me right here. I'm going to go through. Come on, can you say amen? I'm looking for the other side of this thing. Come on, Brother Neil's already said it. Come on here. I want to strive in. I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and thou faithful servant. There's some that's right here that has been in this movement that's lived good lives, and different one of you preachers have preached a funeral, but they're on the glory side now. But did you know what? You're talking about a homecoming. You're talking about a reunion day. There's going to be a reunion day here after a while if we'll just hold on unto the Israel Lamb of God. I'm a feeling his glory right here this morning in this house. Woo! But I'm going through. I'm going through. Come on, church, we can't afford to stop. We can't afford to stop. I see a feeling this thing a bubbling and bubbling in my heart right here this morning. I feel the joy of the Lord bubbling in my heart. Come on, help me, help me. Help me right here for just a little while. Come on. I've been a feeling right here. I know. I've even made the statement since I've been right here at this meeting. There's more to it than a shout. There's more to it than a run. But I want to tell you something. I believe that the shout, and I believe that the run, and I believe that the praises are in it. Come on, can you say amen? I believe, come on, help me right here. You know what I love to see right here? It's just an old Holy Ghost breakthrough of the joy of the Lord bubbling in our hearts. Come on, when we tried to contain ourselves, but we was not able to contain ourselves. When we tried to keep our hands down, but we couldn't keep our hands down. When we tried to sit in our pew, but we weren't able to sit in our seat. Come on, help me right here. When the joy of the Lord flooded your soul and you had to move, you had to raise your hands, you had to get up, you had to give him glory. Even if you felt like you just clapped your hand for the glory of the Lord because you had your mind made up that you were going through. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'm not quitting. I'm not throwing in a towel, so to speak. I'm going through. I'm going through. Come on, come on, come on. Help me right here for just a little while. Yea, though I walk through. Yea, though I walk through the valley, shout of death. Fear no evil, for thou art with me. Come on, I'll tell you something. I'm not in this thing standing still. Come on, come on. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm going to have to quit. I'm going to have to quit. There's so many things coming to my mind right now. Come on, I've got to use some sense. I have got to quit. I've got to quit. But church, I want to tell you something. I really do. I really do. Have you ever seen anybody pushing a river? I ain't never seen nobody pushing a river. I've seen a river sometimes when they'd get low. Come on. I've seen them sometimes when they were so low, I could walk across them. I've seen them that low, but I've never seen nobody pushing one. It flowed at its own force. And he said, out of your belly. Sweet Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, we better be standing. We better be standing at our feet. Come on. He said, out of your belly. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Who knows, right here this afternoon at 6 o'clock, we're going to fix it to be dismissed because there's some other things, and God's aware of that. Come on, there's some other things that are going to take place. But who knows, right here this afternoon at 6 o'clock, when Brother Archie Morgan, that other brother, mounts his pulpit, that it begins to flow. Come on, you try to contain it, but you can't contain it. Come on, I want to tell you, there are some people, they would like to take the Holy Ghost and say, you just get right over there in that corner, and you stay right over there in that corner. But I want to tell you something, you're looking at one right here. I don't want to control the Holy Ghost, but I want the Holy Ghost to control me. If you want me running, I want to run. If you want me shouting, I want to shout. If you want me praising, I want to praise Him. If you want me walking, I want to be walking. Come on, help me right here. I want to tell you one thing. I want the Holy Ghost to control me. And I've got my mind made up that I'm going through. Here, brother.